It's Brad Carson on 92.9 FM ESPN, and on the line, Grant Lynch, the chairman of Talladega Super Speedway. First, how are things going as we get ready for later this month, actually, when we start things on April 26th?
Well, Brad, it's getting kind of tight. We had a pretty much a flood here today at the track, and we're just finishing up our first phase of the transformation project, the Talladega Infield Project. And there's a lot of mud out there right now because of the big we put a new tunnel in that's actually you can drive two NASCAR haulers back and forth through it at the same time. And we had to go down about 50 feet, so there was this giant gash in our track.
Mm-hmm.
And we went down and we put a giant new tunnel for those tractor trailers and buses and RVs and everything to come in and out. That's done, and we got the patch put back on the racetrack, and we pumped out somewhere around 34 million gallons of water as we were doing all of that.
My goodness. Wow.
a little bit of water, but now we got that piece in there. We got our new consumer RV spots already open, and they're going to be sold for the first race. This is this coming race on the 26th to the 28th. Mm-hmm. And then after that race, after we clean up all the trash, then we go back to work on tearing everything out from our infield, most everything in our infield, and build a bunch of new garages for the Cup Series and a great big new party zone in there, a new victory lane, a new interview on the other side of victory lane. There'll be another area to interview drivers and other people during the day and down there in the fan experience zone. And we're looking forward to that big project, which completes the transformation. And then by fall, all of those things will be up and running.
Y'all have spent like $50 million just on that turn three, that move where you've got the two-lane vehicle tunnel now, and folks can bring their RVs through there now?
So far, we're in about $8 million, and the rest of the 50-some-plus million will be spent between in this race and the fall race, and that's when the bulk of the money will be spent then. But, you know, we're going to have it ready for everybody, and it's going to be a fan experience zone that's never been built before, because on both sides of the big party area, there's going to be two NASCAR garages. You can just walk either way and walk into their garages and just stand right beside.
Wow.
You know, there's a fence that keeps you from walking up to their car,
sure,
but you can stand right, you know, 5 feet from their car.
Well,
so it's
going
to be really cool.
The fans love that experience, obviously. That's part of it, just to get to see that up close, working on the cars and getting ready for the races. And if folks want to get into the race, I've got the number here. It's 855-518-RACE. That's 855-518-RACE. We've got TalladegaSuperspeedway.com up and running, and we'll link that here on the website as well. And this is 50 years for y'all, right? I mean, this is a special year, given it's been 50 years at Talladega.
Yeah, it comes up this fall's race will mark our first 50th running of an event. So that's our 50th anniversary this fall. Mm-hmm. And everything. And so we're very excited about that. I'm excited about it. I'm going to be retiring in November, and I will go down as probably being the last person who could say they were in charge of Talladega for half its existence. I've been here 26 years, so I don't think anybody else will ever be able to get up that many years before they can catch it, you know.
Grant Lynch is the chairman of Talladega Super Speedway, and not to get too inside baseball with it, but you started out on the sort of the publicity side of this. Is that how you got into this and arrived at the chairman position there?
I started working for RJ Reynolds Tobacco Company and their sports marketing group in 1982, and worked through various things there, and ended up running the Winston Cup program, where I spent the last 3.5 years of my career with RJ Reynolds. Mm-hmm. And I got to know the Francis, and at the time they had 3.5 racetracks, and then I went to work for them and started working here, and then helped build Kansas and Chicago, and helped to build a lot of places and stuff. So I've had a great career working for the Francis, and I had a great career at RJ Reynolds, so I think it's time for me to get out and let some of these young people to get in here and get going.
Well, it's certainly an exciting time, and you have the special track around these parts, at least, Talladega, and it all begins Friday, April 26th, starting with the General Tire 200 race. Saturday, you have the Money Lion 300 race, part of the Xfinity Series. And then Sunday, the big one at 1 o'clock, the Geico 500 is on Sunday, April 28th, Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race. And anything that's out of the norm for this year that we should expect watching the race, or some additions or changes to kind of keep an eye for as we head that way?
Well, we're running a new package. We're running a tapered spacer instead of a restrictor plate. It does basically the same thing, but we've got a giant new spoiler on the back of the car, and they've raised the back of the cars about 1 inch up off the bump plates down there. So that should make them punch a bigger hole, maybe slow them down a little bit. And everything, but you know, on Saturday night, Granger Smith's playing, and to see him, just buy a Sunday ticket. You get to come into Talladega Infield, the party zone of the world, our race weekends, and you get to come in there with your ticket to Sunday to see Granger on Saturday night. Unlimited free camping at Talladega, multiple ticket packages for all types of folks. Call us at 877-GO-TO-DEGA. Or go to our website, TalladegaSuperspeedway.com. No, your number's good, too. Don't worry about it.
Oh, good, good. It's got race on the end, so I think they're
That's
good
right.
for sure.
Hey,
Grant, let me be one of the many who will congratulate you on just an excellent run there at Talladega, and looking forward to this year as well. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, Brad.